Democrat John Ossoff hires open borders aide ahead of shutdown to give illegal aliens health care. By Sean Moran on October 8, 2025. Senator John Ossoff, DGA, hired an open borders aide as his senior counsel ahead of his vote to shut down the government as Democrats continue fighting to give illegal aliens health care. Ossoff hired a pro-open borders leftist, Katie Shepard, as his senior counsel ahead of the pivotal vote wherein Democrats voted to shut down the government in late September. Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, and other Democrats have admitted the Democrats shut down the government in part to make it easier for illegal aliens to secure taxpayer-funded health care benefits. Shepard, like Ossoff, has a history of opposing efforts to crack down on illegal immigration. Ossoff's now senior counsel used to work at the American Immigration Council, a pro-open borders group. Before joining Ossoff's congressional office, Shepard worked at the Biden Department of Homeland Security's Office of Civil Rights and Civil Liberties, which investigates alleged complaints of abuse in immigrant detention. The Trump administration in July removed Shepard as part of its efforts to cut down on waste, fraud, and abuse. In 2021, Shepard argued that community organizations funded by the federal government would be better providers of health care. In 2020, Shepard then made the case for ending immigration detention, writing, "Immigration detention was dangerous before President Trump took office 4 years ago. His policies, coupled with a deadly global pandemic, have only made the situation more dire." She then called for community-based case management instead of ICE detention. "There is a better, safer, less costly alternative. Congressional leaders should invest more in community-based case management services, and less in ICE detention. When people are not in detention, they are better able to find legal counsel, collect evidence to support their immigration case, and receive emotional and financial support from their family." Not-for-profit community service providers and civil organizations around the country are already providing legal, medical, housing, and transportation services to immigrants. Americans for Immigrant Justice in July hailed Shepard as an advocate for non-citizens in ICE and CBP custody. Shepard wrote in 2021 that the Biden administration is expected to make strong efforts to reverse many of the harsh changes made to the asylum system. "Some policies may be rolled back on day one by the stroke of a pen, but others may take much longer, including some policies tied up in the regulatory process."